Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Fog. 53 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Fog. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Fog. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Fog. 46 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours.
Fog.
50 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Fog.
50 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Fog.
61 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours.
Sunny.
70 degrees.
WFT-UT Mobile, Ann Arbor. AA8RK Mobile. Hey, good morning, Ralph. AA8RK, WPPUT. And how are you doing today? Well, yesterday was not a great day, but not doing too bad today. The estate of what used to be the electronic service, the Motorola shop in Ann Arbor, donated a bunch of stuff to the club. was that run by Motorola, or was that go up there with a pickup truck to pick up a low band, it's a phased dipole antenna, new in the box, DB Products. I don't think they make those anymore, but.
Okay, well, the club or some member can certainly find a use for that. And, me in my new position, there's a Yiddish word, tsuris, and I'm dealing with my, I'm not officially a member yet, but I'm dealing with my first tsuris. A tsuris is a problem or an annoyance. So, I haven't figured out what I'm going to do. I'm just going to be, I'm going to sit on it. Last time, I don't know if I did it, but it, just stewing on it for a while was helpful. So, here's the Ann Arbor Tech Fair. Oh, interesting. Too bad we don't have a booth, but. It's the day after Yom Kippur. I couldn't be involved in it. No time. And taking care of my brother-in-law is taking more time than we have. But I might come back later and walk around. We're done with one holiday. There's another one coming up. And it's Sukkot, the Feast of Booths. So we set up our booths. Which is to say, a sukkah, but it's nowhere near this tech fair. ARK.
Well, you sound like a busy guy. And yeah, the taking and sitting on an issue for a little bit and allowing thoughts, ponder upon it before. Diving in and potentially ruffling feathers or doing something is always a very good idea. We're southbound on State Street here, going past the Ann Arbor Airport. Yeah, so the box that this antenna's in is 12 foot long. It's a dipole, so it's not a tube. And it's not in the not in terrible shape, but it's also not in the greatest shape. So, it's in the bed of the pickup, but over the top of the cabin ratchet straps down. Like, I'm not getting on 94 or 23 with this. We're just taking the regular roads. Okay, it'll be TPP.
Yeah, but just think how much fun your buddies and pals could have when that fell off your truck on the freeway. Hi. Oh, well. Good. I was in the UP last weekend for a funeral. My friend who passed away was ex-Whiskey 9 Oscar Mike Lima. And, he was 84, and I think I played somewhere around 300 gigs with him. He was a very, very capable accordion player. Hard to replace. But while I was up there, I met with clubs in Mackinac City, and Calumet, two clubs, the Keweenaw Repeater Association and the Copper Country Amateur Radio Association. So I think I made some reasonably good contacts. And so I'm from the Repeater Association, and I were going to meet Sunday night, but he mentioned to me that his club had breakfast at the Big Boy in Calumet on Saturday morning. So I went to that, and that was way better.
Yeah, well, what's not to like about getting together with the club for breakfast? That sounds like a great time. Well, it's good that you're making those contacts and building those relationships with the club. Yeah, we were up there last weekend as well. We came home on Monday. I'm so tired of driving. I kind of wish the missus would have drove me up to Ann Arbor. Because in the last 3 weeks, we've gone up to Akiak, back to Milan. Within a little over 24 hours from Milan to Buffalo. From Buffalo to Milan. A day and a half later, Milan to Akiak. Akiak back on Monday. Tuesday I was off to Mooresville, North Carolina. I got for work. I got back from there yesterday. And I put on about 3,000 miles in the last 3 weeks. And I really feel ready to be done driving. And yesterday some lady, as soon as the light turned yellow, she slammed on her brakes. And I was unable to avoid her. I almost did just a hard maneuver to the right, and it was really mostly superficial damage. But yeah, so that made yesterday really suck. You know, the car's 100% drivable and everything, but like, man, and another reason I'm just ready to be done driving for a little bit.
Roger. Well, I'm curious. I don't know how far Buffalo is, but from Ann Arbor to Eagle Harbor is 575 miles, but I did break it up going up there. I drove, I left here noonish on Wednesday, stopped and saw my sister-in-law in Petoskey. She was thrilled to have company, as always. And she's going to be down here in another week to pick up her favorite cousins in the world who are coming up here from Texas for a visit. That'll be good for her. And I might even meet them. But then I drove from Petoskey to Eagle Harbor on Thursday, and I was in touch with my friend's widow up there, and she at one point offered to fly me up, and I thought about it, and said, I'll be more flexible if I just take my own car. And I'm glad I did that, because I got a phone call from her around 6 p.m. on Thursday, that she had just broken her ankle. So she managed the memorial event and the funeral all from a wheelchair. And they're going to screw her ankle back together on Monday. And the only good thing is that a lot of people up there stayed around for the funeral, and they're going to stay around to help her. So she needs the human contact. In 6 days, I put 1,450 miles on my car.
Yep, that's a lot of driving. And that's good to hear that the family's going to stick around and help us. It kind of warms the heart to know that that there are still people in the world that will do that. Actually, you know, you hear so much negativity in the news. I think that by and large, most families are like that, where they'll stick around and help out. But yeah, gosh, that's at that age to break your ankle. Oh gosh, it's tough to heal, and try to regain mobility and you know, possibly dealing with physical therapy and whatnot. Yeah, that's the... my heart goes out to her. Yeah, Buffalo, it's, I forget how many miles it is. No stopping doorstep to doorstep is about 5 hours. Generally takes us 5.5 to 6, just, you know, if we're traveling with a mother-in-law, because, you know, we'll wind up stopping a couple of times for bio breaks and to top off the fuel tank. And just go past Mark at the Hemp House. ANRK, to leave it to you, Dave.
Well, I was a solo driver, and so I dropped off my friend's brother at the airport in Calumet and was back on the road around 7:30, and I stopped in Hancock for gas, and then I stopped in Munising to get a sub and a potty stop. Then I stopped in Mackinac City for another potty stop and got a hot dog. I stopped for gas in Gaylord, and that was it. I think I might be getting a little old for that sort of thing. I don't know. But I'm glad I went, and I'm going to say the people that are taking care of Ruth are mostly neighbors. That her family was from far away. She has a sister in somewhere in southwest Michigan. Oh, and her brother-in-law, her sister's husband, is a minister. Interesting thing. We could talk. He's a minister and a former quality engineer. Interesting guy. What a career path. And he ran the funeral service, and it was very nice. He did a wonderful job with that. But this wasn't his first rodeo. And but the people watching over Ruth are her neighbors. Her neighbors are wonderful, and she usually stays up there anyway into November, but it's questionable. I think probably in 3 or 4 weeks she might figure out how to get home early or move out of there, and that's yet to be seen. You know, she offered to fly me up there, but if she gets stuck, when her husband got sick, they had a car stranded in Windsor, and I helped her get it back. And I could easily fly up there and get a ride to her house and drive her back. And then she'd be down here, where there are more people living for the winter.
Yeah, I'm sure during the winter she could use the extra help. You're a good man, Ralph. You also have the time to help too, which is important. So, yeah, so the weekend before last, I guess the worst general reason, which is when we had to go to Buffalo, it was for a week. My mother-in-law's cousin passed away. They were very close. Let us know there, and they gave us, well, you know, we know you're way up there, you know, getting all the way back here for, you know, for this, but we couldn't not go back, you know, like I said, the family, but if they were close, that she needed to be there, and, you know, my wife is close with the cousin too, so it's like, yeah, no, this is not even a question. Yeah, it was just seeing, you know, everybody that we don't get to see very often. up north. You know, on a slightly different topic, I'd like to get back up north in the next couple of weeks because the colors are going to change in Chattanooga, but, you know, with other things going on, I doubt that's going to happen.
Roger. Well, you know, maybe it seems like I'm being good, but, our husband and I were not the best of friends, I don't think. But, you know, I mean, he sort of changed my musical direction. He had a huge impact on my life. And so, in many ways, I own things that can't be repaid. And, I'm sure his wife is up by my own, in my own, what I can see. She's a hot mess. And I can believe it. He was an extraordinary guy. And, and they had wonderful times together. I feel sad for her. But I'm going to say helping her is to a large extent part of my own process, so I don't think about it. I just do it. There's things to be done and I can do them, then I better do them. Especially knowing if I don't do them, I'll feel bad about that later. So, I gotta run. I gotta do some things. I'm gonna try and be somewhere at noon. And catch up a little bit from my trip up north and this weekend and other things. So, 7-3. Have a great day. We'll catch you later. W2PUT, AA8RK, Ann Arbor.
Okay, Ralph. Okay, catch you later. Have a good day. Great talking with you. Catch you later. AA8RK, W2PUT, Mobile, Milan.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 85 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 86 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 86 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 83 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, sunny. 84 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny, sunny. 77 degrees. Node 27339 connected to W8UM VHF.
The East Coast Reflector Youthnet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
KDHZFJ from KEHZFJ in the booth, and happy weekend, Keith. Thanks a lot for kicking it off. And yes, the set tomorrow, segue right into the Canton Cyber Test, is going to be awesome and fun as it always is.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign and only your call sign to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in and net control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly clear. 72 degrees.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the ECR Usenet number 130 nets for this young group of people here controlling this net. Tonight, for October 3rd, 2025, we have the full lineup for you guys to be taken around the hour with these fine young controllers. For the first slot between 8 and 8:20, we have Grayson, KG4BUT. Starting at 8:20, we have Miss River, KR4GIP, a newly minted ham, not even 2 months, and she's doing a wonderful job already. And for the third slot, the begging slot, is Ivan, starting 8:40. My name is Carlos, N1CBM, and a couple of reminders. The text line is working for you guys. To avoid all the pileups, the number is 716-317-9050. And if you're prone to using email also, you can do it at text@ECR.radio. Just put your call sign in there, any part of the email or the text check-in, and Vicky will put you in the logs. As I mentioned, Vicky, K-E-A-V-K-Y, is going to be manning the logs and keeping us out of trouble. For tonight, the question of the night, I should say, is how do you connect to the ECR? Which system do you use to connect to the ECR? Pretty easy one. Now, for the first round of check-ins, we're going to take mobile check-ins. Anybody out there who's mobile, let's take your call sign and put it in the list. Anyone mobile, come with your call signs twice and slow.
WB2JPQ Mobile. WB2JPQ Mobile.
N0 MSS. N0 make Sierra Sierra.
Any other mobiles out there who want to check in for Usenet number 130? Going once, going twice, and mobile stations. All right, nothing heard. Let's go for general check-ins. General check-ins for Usenet number 130. Call signs twice and slow. All right, let's work with this list. I got from the bottom up KJ5MHG. Is that the correct call sign, KJ5MHG?
Kilo Juliet 5, Mike Hotel Victor. KJ5MHG.
All right, Ezekiel, we got you this time, KJ5MHV, up in Victor. We got David, N6QDY, Ross, N0MSS, Dick, WB2JPQ. Ross and Dick were mobiles. Hang tight, we'll come back to you first. W2RBC, that's Randy. K2CMT, Mike from DeBary, Florida. AK4G, Jim. W2SAL, Sal. KQAU, Bob, and KQ4, UPK, Chris. And I was just reading this list, N3DQD just popped up, text checking. Ray, we'll come back to you as soon as we are finished with this list. Now, we have Grayson right there, ready for you guys. And remember, Grayson, you have a couple of mobiles right there. Grayson, this is Carlos, N1CBM. I'm turning the reflector over to you.
Hi, thank you, Carlos. Yes, okay, I'm KQ4, UPK, Chris from Hollywood, Florida. You can go.
Hey there, Grayson. Hope you're doing good, and it's good to hear you. And I have to be honest with you, what's the question for tonight?
The question of tonight is, how do you connect to the East Coast Reflector?
I connect through my node. That's the way I connect through my Raspberry Pi node. That's my preferred way. Thank you, Grayson.
You can please be close. Next up, KQAU, Bob from Escal Smith again.
Evening, Grayson and the rest of ENET. I'm on right now with EchoLink. That's primarily what I use. I also have the capability of doing DD switch on a phone and on a computer. I have the capability of DOIP phone. And the last would be the GM repeater, which I've had problems with. You're doing a fine job. Take care. KQAU, Bethanet.
Howdy, some please to you, Bob. Next up, WB2JPQ, Dick from Elgin, New York.
Well, good evening, Grayson. Good evening, everyone. I'm mobile tonight. Oh, probably for the last 10 years, it's probably been All-Star previous to that for a bunch of 10, 12 years before that. It was IRLP, so put me down for All-Star. This is WB2JPQ Mobile.
Are you from Facefield? Next up, N0MSS, Watts from Ralston, North Dakota.
Hey, good evening, Grayson.
Wash, are you with us? Alright, Wash, we're going to come back to you. Just caught out of nowhere. Alright. W2SAO, South, Chittawaga, New York.
I think my battery died. Put me down for All-Star, M0MSF.
Alright, thank you, Lost. Alright, W2SAL, Sal, from Chittawaga, New York. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you. If you wanted to take the other guy first, I'll let you take him. Or you want to take me first, you put your thumb up if you want me first. Okay, I come through our Lancaster repeater here locally as far as that goes. It's usually the way I go in. If we're not connected, then I go through one of the other repeaters that connect into the East Coast Deflector. With that, I'll send it back to you. You have a good one. Thanks, Grayson.
All right, simply see, Sal. Next up, AK4G, Jim from Jacksonville, Florida.
So, good evening, Grayson and everyone on the YouthNet. My preferred method is EchoLink. That's what I'm using now. We had a local repeater that I used to use. But it's got issues. It it times out after 30 minutes of transmission, so it cuts out a lot of the YouthNet, so that's not very useful at all until they get that corrected. But for now, hope everyone has a super fantastic weekend. 73AK4G.
Oh, that was good. I wasn't receiving you, Jim. Simply see, though. K2CMT, Mike from DeBerry, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone else joining us here on the YouthNet tonight. Sal, I was pretty sure since you were from Chickawaga, New York, that you'd be coming in on smoke signals. But that repeater thing kind of threw me for a loop. Grayson, I use my own personal node at Raspberry Pi with a MaxTrack link radio, and thank you for doing the net tonight, buddy. This is Kilo 2, Charlie Mike Tango, back to net control.
Hi, Simply Mike. Yeah, I use a Raspberry Pi 4 with a HSL node. It's like the only duplex also node that's on the market right now, so Simply Mike. Next up, N6TDY, David from Sacramento, California.
Hey, Grayson, and hello, River, and Ivan. Grayson, thanks for doing the net. You guys always do a good job. So I have a UHF repeater that connects through to the All-Star side via my node, obviously. So, yeah, I'm coming in through All-Star. Hey, you guys, keep up the work there, and thanks for having me. You guys have a great weekend. N6QDY, back to net control.
Alrighty, some please to you, David. Next up, KJ5MHV, Usenet. Yeah, thanks, Grayson, for the question of how you connect the East Coast reflectors. Well, I'm trying to get pictures linked up on my Raspberry Pi 4G, but currently I'm using a Falcon GF-F88C SkyWatch. That's connection tool. Hi, some place to you, SKO. next up, M6TDQ, way from Beaver, Pennsylvania.
This is M3DQ. Good evening, Grayson, and to everyone else here on the net this evening. I am using our All-Star node to connect. Back to net. This is M3DQ.
I simply see you way. Next up, KE2, EGF, Ivan from Gasport, New York.
Yeah, good evening, Grayson, everyone else on that. This is Ivan, KE2, EGF. Yeah, I'm just coming through my All-Star node here. That tells all is coming. I am close to the Lancaster Peters, but, those are only two because of what I believe, but, actually, an interesting thing about them is I can't hit them the best, even on a base station, you know. So, yeah, it's weird, but then I can hear, Dick's repeaters all the way down, like, 30 miles south of me better than I can the Lancaster repeaters. Anyways, that's how I get in there. By the way, Grayson, when you doubled with that guy, AK4G Jim there, that was, like, I've never heard that before. I heard both of you guys talking at the same time, and there was no, like, mix-up or anything. That was interesting. Anyways, back to you. This is K2EGF. Back to my control.
Sorry, some please do, Ivan. Next up, K24, GOY, Chris from South Florida.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the net. Typically, I use my Clear node, but tonight I'm on EchoLink. Back to you.
You know what? I used to have a Clear node until I switched to my Acer Sol repeater, and I've loved it ever since then. Simply Secrets. Next up, baby 2, RBC. Randy from Winchester, New York.
Good evening, Carlos, Grayson, River, Ivan, and everyone on the internet. I use one of my All-Star nodes to make the connection. I have several local repeaters that carry the ECR, but the nodes are so much easier. Back to net control, 73 to all, W2, RBC.
Alright, somebody please to you. Randy. Next up, WB1DXN, Gerald from Epson, New Hampshire.
Grayson and the rest of the crew doing well here, and I'm coming through a hot spot. Is that also called a node? And going into the internet and using DSTAR. And how I got it, I'm using a ICOM 5100 as my radio, and I was trying to set up to go through a repeater, but I can't get that part to work, but at least I know this side of it works. Thank you very much for taking my call, and take care. WP1DXN.
Alrighty, some please to you, Devil. Next up, W3ICQ, Bob from Leesburg, Florida. You have no check-ins to the East Coast Reflector, if not, welcome in.
Hi, Grayson, River, Ivan. I use my All-Star node. It's the easiest way for me to get in and clearest reception and clearest transmission. Back to you, W3ICQ. You're doing a great job.
Uh, Howdy, Simply Steve Bob. Next up, KE3, AGN, Anna from Beeble, Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone else on the node tonight. I mean, on the net tonight. Thinking about the node. We use All-Star. Everybody have a good weekend, KB3, AJN.
Hi, Simply Stu, Anna. Next up, AA8WI, Bonnie from Portsmouth, Ohio, Amanda. Check-ins keep on rolling in.
Good evening, Grayson, to you, Carlos, River. Oh, gosh, I forgot who else. Anyway, any other net controllers, and thank you for calling the net. Thank you for having me in. I didn't expect you to come to me that quickly because I just checked in via text. So, I get on the ECR via my All-Star node, and it's a convenient way to do it. So I occasionally will get on via XLX on my N1KE, but I'm typically doing it through the All-Star node. So, 7-3, back to you, AA8WY.
Hi, 7-3-2, Bonnie. Next up, I'm going to hand it back over to Carlos for more check-ins.
All right, Grayson, that was a great first round of check-ins. Thanks for doing that. You did a great job. Now, this is Carlos, N1CBM. We're going to take another round of check-ins. Any mobile check-ins out there, please come with your call. Thanks twice and slowly.
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Victor Hotel Golf. Kilo Foxtrot 0, Victor Hotel Golf.
Any other mobiles out there? Any other mobiles out there? Come on, at the call time twice.
Victor Lima Charlie Mobile.
Let's move up now to general check-ins. This is Carlos and 1PM for general check-ins. That's number 130. Call planes twice and slow.
K-A-A-E-Y-U.
Kilo, Julia 5, Julia Victor Victor. KJ5JVV, Mark in Tulsa.
November 7.
Whiskey Bravo 5, India Tango Tango. WP5ITT Mobile College Station, Texas. In and out the seating.
KD4RHL. KD4RHL.
Okay, let's hold it up right there. It's a good list right here. We got from the bottom up KD4RHL Ernst. We got WB5ITT Chris from Beaumont, Texas. Thanks for waving hand. You were in and out. N7SH Dan. KJ5JVV Mark. KA8BYU Roy from Lasville, New York. KE2EDS Mark right there in the Zoom room. KE8VLC Oliver. KF0VHG Danny. Danny, you and Oliver were mobiles. We'll get back to you as soon as River gets the con. And K7FBS Fred from Reno, Nevada. This is Carlos, N1CBM. I'm going to turn it over to River. Miss River, KR4GIP. River, you have the reflector.
All right. Thank you, Carlos. We have K7FPS, Fred in Reno, Nevada.
Hello, Carlos, River, and thank you, Grayson, for doing the first part of the net. Currently I'm using my Cherry Pie hat for running Ham VoIP plugged straight into my router. But whenever I'm on the road, I'll use apps on my phone, either DV Switch or Echo Link, or if I can find a repeater that's connected to the ECR, I'll use a radio. Anyway, K7FPS, back to net.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KF0FVHG, Danny in Wentzville. I'm sorry, I don't know that abbreviation, but the call sign is KF0VHG. All right, we're going to try again. With KF0VHG, Danny in Wentzville, Missouri.
KAAPYU.
You mark it as in and out. All right, we're going to move on, actually. KE8VLC, Oliver in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hey, this is Oliver, KE8VLC, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I think there's actually a local repeater that I'm connecting into via my mobile. I don't know exactly how it works, but it was on a repeater book, and I put it into my radio, so back to net control.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KE2EDS, Mark in Elma, New York.
Well, good evening, River. Good evening, Carlos, and everyone else. Grayson, great job for the first part as well. I flip. I go all-star node mostly, and then sometimes I jump on one of Dick's repeaters, which I'm on right now, his Lackawanna repeater, but generally all-star. Have a great evening. You're doing a great job. KE2EDS.
All right, thank you for coming, Mark. Next up, we have KAHBYU, Roy in Blaisdell, New York. Roy, KAHBYU, Roy in Blaisdell, New York. Please come now. All right, we're going to mark you as in and out. Next up, we have KG5JVV, Mark in Tesla, Oklahoma.
Well, good evening there, River, and you're doing a fantastic job. Yeah, I'm coming to you right now on Echolink, but I do have an all-star node that I do go through, and I use that often as well. But yeah, I'm on Echolink right now, so that's what I got. This is Mark in Tulsa, Oklahoma, KJ5JVV. Back to you. Thanks, River.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have N7SH, Dan in Richland. I'm not sure what that abbreviation is, if you could tell me.
Yeah, certainly. Good evening to y'all. The abbreviation is Washington, Richland, Washington. So as far as, goodness gracious, how do I get in? Well, I'm using my FTM500 to go to an all-star node that I built using a couple of Redivis HDs and a Dell Wise thin client. I saw a project online, and I thought, looks like I can do that. So I did. And that's how I'm making it into the East Coast Reflector, N7SH, back to net.
All right, thank you for coming and cleaning up the abbreviation for me. Next up we have KD4RHL, Ernest in Bronson, Florida.
Good evening, Reverend, to the Met. I make right to the East Zero via a local UHF repeater. Back to you. Thank you. 84H.
All right. Thank you for coming. I'm going to hand it over to Carlos so that we can get some more check-ins.
Great second round there, River. Very nicely done. This is Carlos, N1CBM, and we're ready for a third round of check-ins. Let's get those call signs on the log via text line if you want to do it, 716-317-9050, or text at ecr.radio. If you fancy the email way, just put your call sign in the body of the email, and Vicky will put you in the logs. Anybody anywhere for the UseNet number 130 for October 3rd, 2025. Come with your call signs twice and slowly.
K-E-A-E-H-I-G-E-R-S-O-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-L-E-
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Mike November, KE8, SMN.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, correct.
November 8, Golf Hotel Yankee, N8GHY, Perrysburg, Ohio.
Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles. Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles Mobile.
W2BLT, W2BLT.
Let's see if we get a few more. Anybody anywhere? Going once, going twice, twice and slowly.
Three, Yankee Bravo Sierra. Victor Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra.
All right. Well, with this list, we have a call sign there I would like to clarify there for a minute. Kilo 5, BPW, can you come back with your call sign? Is that a correct one, a good one? All right. I'll recognize this list, and then we'll hand it over back to River. I got VA3YDS Bill from Ontario, Canada. W2BLT Scott Buffalo. KB2WGC Kevin. N8GHY Thomas. KB8PLV Chris. KE8SMN Jeff. N2BH the man of the Harleys, Bill. And KE2EHY Joe from Westfield, New York. This is Carlos. N1CBM, I'm going to send it back to River for this list. River, you have it.
All right. Thank you, Carlos. I'm going to start with KB2WGC, yeah, GC, Kevin in Homestead, Florida.
And that, Carlos, Vicky, and Rivers. Nice job there tonight. I'm coming in through a local repeater. Everybody have a good weekend, KB2WDC.
All right, thank you for coming. You have a good weekend. Next up, we have KE2EHI Joe in Westfield, New York.
Good evening, Grayson and Manette. I own a 100-watt Motorola repeater that's hooked up to a Raspberry Pi. Back to net control.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have N2BH Bill in Palmer, New York.
Hey, good evening, River. You doing a good job? I come in through an all-star node using an HT right here in the house. N2BH.
Alright, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KE8SMN Jeff in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Good evening, River. Everyone on the YouthNet, this is KE8SMN. I use Echolink on my phone and I come in through the General Motors repeater in downtown Detroit. KE8SMN. Back to net.
All right, thank you. Next up, we have KB8PLV, Chris in Novi, Michigan.
Hello, River, and everyone on the net tonight. I reached the East Coast Reflector to a repeater, and good to hear you guys running the net tonight. Keep up the good work. This is KB8PLV, back to net.
Thank you for coming. Next up, we have NHGHY, Thomas in Perrysburg, Ohio.
And evening, all. And it makes my heart happy that we have young people that are actually involved in the hobby. I had my ham license literally since I was 10 years old. I'm hitting you guys through a node in the house, but normally at work, I have a friend that has a repeater downtown, K-A-B-W-K, and back to the net. Have fun.
All right, thank you. I hope you had fun, too. next up, we have W2BLT, Scott in Buffalo, New York.
Well, good evening, River. I think it's the first time I've talked to you. I'm getting into the ECR through an all-star node. And if I'm downstairs, I'm using an HT to get into the node. And if I'm upstairs, I use a little mobile with a power supply. You have a great evening. You're all doing a great job. 7-3. This is W2BLT.
All right, thank you for coming. You have a good evening, too. Next up, we have VA3YVS, Bill in Dunville, Ontario, Canada.
Thanks for doing the net. You're doing a great job tonight. I'm coming in through a repeater in Lackawanna, New York, which is just south of Buffalo, New York. And sometimes I also come in via Echolink, but most of the time, through this repeater. 73, and to everybody on the net tonight, this is VA3YBS.
All right, thank you for coming. I'm going to turn it over to Carlos so he can get some more check-ins, and then I think he's going to turn it over to Ivan. So, back to you, Carlos.
Fantastic work from this young net controllers. Thank you, River. You did a fantastic job. Now, this is Carlos, N1CBM. I'll be taking some more check-ins for the remainder of the YouthNet number 130, October 3, 2025. Text line is 716-317-9050 or email text at ecr.radio. Just put your call sign in there and Vicky will do the magic and put you in the logs. Rana check-ins, let's do that for Mr. Ivan. Anybody anywhere, twice as slowly, please.
Sierra Bravo Mike. Kilo 2, Sierra Bravo Mike.
Papa Mike.
Key Golf Juliet Mobile, 10 in Belleville, Ontario, Canada.
CY2BIL, Papa Yankee 2, Bravo, India, Lima.
Kilo Juliet 5, Juliet Foxtrot Golf. Kilo Juliet 5, Juliet Foxtrot Golf, Kelton in San Antonio, Texas.
Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Golf. KR 4, Charlie Golf. Jim in Central Florida.
Kilo 6, Lima, November, India. K6, LNI, Lancelot in Hayward, California.
All right, I'm going to make a quick pause here to correct a couple of call points we have there on the log with question marks. Early on in the check-in process, we had a Papa Mike station that you keyed and started speaking super quick, and we only got the tail end of your transmission. Can you come with your call sign twice as slowly, please? Papa Mike station.
Roger that, and apologies. I didn't realize I was going so quickly. Yeah, it's Kilo 7, Tango Papa Mike. Kilo 7, Tango Papa Mike. And this is Les in Gresham in Oregon.
All right, we got you now, Leslie. We got you, Les. And another station right there early on in process, Whiskey Golf, WG station. Also, I think it was a mobile one. We didn't get your call sign completely. Can you come back again, please?
Whiskey Golf, Juliet. First thing, my location is Belleville on.
All right, all we got was Whiskey Golf, Juliet. I think you're mobile because you're getting there to the fringe zone of the repeater. You're cutting in and out 50% of the time. I think it's KK4, Whiskey Golf, Juliet. Confirm?
Whiskey Golf, Juliet.
All right. Kind of hard there. Victor Echo 3, WGJ.
Yeah, that's first thing. Tango India, Mike, and location.
All right, we got you, Tim. We got you this time. Very weak. Your signal is cutting in and out 50% of the time. We are getting bits and pieces of your information right there. Hang tight. Any other check-ins for the UseNet number 130? Any other check-ins? Come twice and slow, please.
Kilo X-ray 7, Tango Romeo Whiskey. Kilo X-ray 7, Tango Romeo Whiskey.
Kilo 2, Sierra Bravo Mike. Kilo 2, Sierra Bravo.
Oscar Juliet, Victor Echo 7, Johnny Oscar Juliet. What's the end of that?
Listen from the bottom up, VE7 COJ Jim from Surrey, British Columbia in Canada. KX7 TRW Tom. K6 LNI Lancelot. We have KR4, CCG, James, you're new to the system, and the system's prompting us that you don't have any email on QRSET, as well as KJ5, JFG, Kelton. If you put a valid email in your QRSET page, the system will generate a welcome letter and send you a ton of information on the East Coast Reflector. PY2, VIL, Bill from Sao Paulo, Brazil. We got VE3, WGJ, Tim. KK7, TPM, Les, and K2, SBM, Sean, over in Greensboro, North Carolina. This is Carlos, N1CPM. I'm going to send it over to Ivan, KE2, ETF. You have it, Ivan.
Kilo
Yeah, thanks, Carlos. Good evening, everyone. This is Ivan, taking to the lead shift. I'll be running this last 20-minute portion of Usenet here. First, to start off here, we got Kilo 2, Sierra Bravo Mike, Sean in Greensboro, North Carolina. The question tonight is, how do you connect to the East Coast Reflector? Please come out.
Hey, Ivan, appreciate you taking my check-in. I am actually connected to the East Coast Reflector through a local repeater, but I'm not in Greensboro right now. So I am on the North Carolina coast connecting to a local repeater in Jacksonville. And I brought a little 20-watt radio that I'm connected to a battery, and then I got a little rollout J-pole that's doing the job. So that's how I'm connecting tonight. Other than that, locally in Greensboro, I connect through All-Star through a clear dose that I have. So appreciate you taking my check-in. This is Kilo 2, Sierra, Bravo Mike, Sean, from Emerald Isle, North Carolina right now.
Yeah, roger that, and 73 to you, Sean. Yeah, I'm currently coming in through an All-Star node, and I always have been, as I cannot reach any repeaters from here. Well, not any repeaters. I meant any East Coast Reflector repeaters. Anyways, now I'm going to head on to KK7, TVM, or TPM, Leslie in Gresham, Oregon. Please come out.
Oh, good evening, Net, and good evening, Net Controller. Fantastic job you're doing tonight. Yeah, it's Les in Gresham in Oregon, and thank you for letting me check in earlier. As to how I'm coming into the East Coast Reflector, I'm just on a relatively cheap but brand new Chinese handheld, a Radtail RT950, going into the local W7RAT repeater, which is on the Coin Tower in the center of Portland, Oregon. Coin is a local news station here, and their news station is located in that building, hence the name of the building. And that particular repeater is connected to the reflector. So so I'm going completely analog into that repeater, and somewhat envious of everyone being in our All-Star and having such great audio. So yeah, that's my story, and again, thanks for running the net so brilliantly, wonderful, and thanks for taking my call, KK7T2M, Les in Gresham.
Roger that, Les. 73 is to you, and order best on down to VE3WGJ, Tim in Foxborough, Ontario, Canada. Please come out.
Yeah, good evening, Ivan. I originally tried getting in through, well, not so much a local repeater. We're having a lot of inversion up here in Canada, and I was actually connected to a repeater in Watertown, New York, which is about 130 kilometers away from me, which I never get from where I am, so the fact that I was even making the trip in was shocking, to say the very least. I'm actually on All-Star now. Just to make a good transmission without cutting out, but yeah, it's great to hear so many youth on the air. I remember when I started out a long time ago, and just to see that, you know, the hobby is going strong with lots of young folk in there. It's really, really great to hear. Actually, I know that you can't see, but great to hear nonetheless. So I'll send it back to you, Ivan, thanks again for taking my check-in, and hope everyone has a good weekend. This is Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Golf Juliet, Tim in Belleville, Ontario.
Yeah, roger that, Tim. You sound a lot better now that you're counting through All-Star there. It's a huge difference, but, you know, that's great that your Tanner or Peter are the kilometers away from you. I don't actually know how done that with your Peter. Anyways, yeah. Good luck for you. I hope you hit that repeater again sometime and even stronger. But anyways, 73 Tim, North West and down to PY2BIL. Bill in Sao Paulo, Brazil. By the way, I like your call sign. I don't know if it's the same name, but it's nice that it matches your name. Anyways, down to you.
Hi,
Thanks, Ivan, on the net. Good evening, everyone. Yeah, that's my question here down in Brazil. That's how they are. They all start with P-Y usually, no P-U. Anyways, I connect to ECR these days with my All-Star node. But before I had that one, I used Echolink or Handshake Hotline when that was up, but I have another one now here on my phone. So that's how I connect to the ECR. So back to you. This is PY2BIL.
Hey, Roger, that's Bill 73U, Northern Baseline Avenue, KJ5JFG, Kelvin in Purcell, Oklahoma. By the way, I think your location there is not matching your I think your CCH on here is not matching your location at the moment. I think that your cell phone is texting, so you may want to update that. Anyway, Kelvin, you are new to the system. Welcome aboard. Yeah, you have no email on your QRZ page, but if you put an email on there, the system should send you an email with information about the East Coast Reflector. Anyways, thanks for joining with us tonight. Question of the night is, how do you connect to the East Coast Reflector? Please come now.
JFG, yes, I live in Brazil. I happen to be in San Antonio and was just flipping through the local repeaters and hit this net, so I thought I would join in. Physically, I'm in San Antonio. I have added my email on QRZ, and the only time I've contacted was this time, and it's through a 2-meter repeater here in San Antonio.
Hey, good evening. Thank you very much. This is a great net. I love the way this is run. I just got my license in March, so this is new to me. And as you know, amateur radio is quite a rabbit hole to jump down. And I got quite involved in it. I'm coming to you on a little TYT handheld, running a OpenGD 77 software into a little jumbo hotspot. That's how I'm getting in there too. I actually like the hotspot because I can actually hotspot to my phone. I'm on a walk and still use my DMR radio and talk on East Coast Reflector no matter where I'm at. Back to you, 73s.
You, James, yeah, you have probably the best audio I've ever heard for DMR. That's really crazy. I actually didn't even know you're on DMR until you told me. Usually you can tell, but that sounded just like All-Star. Like, you sound like you're just sitting right next to me. Anyways, yeah, you got great audio. Anyways, yeah. 73 to you there, James. Northwest on down to K6, LNI, Landfall, in Hayward, California. Please come out.
Hey, good evening, Ivan, and all the youth there out there tonight. Yeah, that station has the old DMR. It almost sounds like analog. That's pretty good. I think it's the first one I've ever heard. Anyway, I'm coming to you on an all-scan node through the All-Star Link software on an HT. And that's how I'm coming usually into the East Coast Reflector. Have a great weekend. This is K6LNI from Hayward, California. I'll be clear with you. Back to you, Net Control 73.
All right, 73 Lanco at Nonsense on KX7GRW. Tom in Fairview, Oregon. Please come now.
DRW. Tom, are you still with me? All right, Tom, we'll mark you guys in and out there, and I'll come back on down to VE7COJ. Jim, it was in the system. His name is Space Bell. Anyways, welcome to the system. Jim in Surrey, Canada. Anyways, yeah. Welcome to the system there. I see you're new. I'm short bash on down to you. Down to you. VE7COJ. Jim, are you still with me? All right, Jim, you must run in and out, too. Hi, I'm going to pass it back on down to N1CBM, Carlos here. I'll let him take it. Tell me before I do all the stats for the next night. I'm going to take an educated guess and say that the All-Star was the most, the answer that had the most answers to our questions. Anyways, down to you, Carlos.
All right, Ivan, thank you very much for that. Great job, as usual. And this is Carlos, N1CBM. Let's try to take a few in and outs here for the YouthNet 130, October 3, 2025, while Ivan prepares the stats for closing the net and reading them to you. In and outs for YouthNet 130. Get your call signs in the log.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear.
Ins and outs, going once, going twice for YouthNet 130. Come on, with your call signs twice and slow. In and outs.
Kilo Golf 4, Hotel Kilo. Kilo Golf 4, Hotel Kilo.
All right, we can only get two fish out of the pond there. It's KJ4HHK, thanks for waving a hand, and KM7CGI also. Thank you very much for sticking your head in and saying hello. I want to send it back again to Mr. Ivan K2EGF so he can summarize the net, close it, and return the reflector to its normal use. Ivan, you have it. This is Carlos, N1CBM 73.
All right, yes, 73 cigars. Thanks for passing it over to me. I'll bring it back tonight. All right, let's see how many check-ins we had. Drum roll, please. 50 Anyways, let's go down to the answers. So I was correct. All-Star had 21 answers for the question. The question was, how do we even say it? What was most commonly answered was All-Star, with 21 people saying that, at 48.8%. Then we had Going Into the Repeater at 30.2%. Echolink at 14%, with 6 people saying that. By the way, Repeater was at 13. And then we have one person saying DMR, one person saying DSAR, and one person saying IAX, all at 2.3%. All right, so the call district with the most check-ins. General, please. Call district number 2. My call district, so it's the best. I think we all know that. Anyway, so I think that's all the stats tonight. Well, thanks for everyone for checking in tonight. This is a very good net, 50 check-ins. I don't think we've heard that in a while. So anyways, hope everyone has a good one tonight. I'm going to say 73, and I'm going to terminate the East Coast Reflector EastNet, returning the East Coast Reflector back to normal use. This is T2 ETF. I'll be clear.
Charlie Golf, monitoring the East Coast Reflector from Central Florida.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear, clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear, clear. 64 degrees.